I don't know. I can't tell.
Yes, Jesus Christ.
Where is it?
It's been running for about 3 minutes now.
No, it just started.
Oh my God.
No, it's on. Shit.
I know it's on. It's been on for 12 minutes now.
Well, people can hear what we're saying.
Well, right. That's what makes it on.
Okay. So, hey, Craig.
Hey, Warren. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Welcome.
I'm good. Thank you. Welcome to Sleepless in Cialis. Yay.
We remembered this time.
Yes, we did.
We've been doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? I want to talk about something this episode.
Okay.
Fucking dogs.
Fucking dogs?
Yeah,
or
literally.
Fucking dogs.
Fucking dogs. Literally. What? Dogs that are fucking.
So you and I, let me zone back in here.
Mm-hmm.
We were at a park, and there's these two shih tzus.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
And they're just drilling each other.
Yeah, constant.
Yeah.
It's like all afternoon.
Do you think humans used to be that way?
You know, that's what we're talking about. It's like, well, has society changed so much?
Mm-hmm.
And have we become so sophisticated that we can't even just like go up to somebody and start humping their leg?
I don't know if I'd feel comfortable necessarily.
See, I think that's a problem.
Well, yeah, but okay. So is this a question of evolution? Do you think back in the day that... how long have humans been on the planet? 130,000 years or something like that?
No, it's been like 100 years.
100, okay. 100 years, okay. Ever since the birth of Joe Biden.
Yes.
But do you think at one point in time, sex in today's society is something concealed to the bedroom?
Sure.
For most people, right?
Right.
It's something we don't talk about it. It's a nasty subject.
Right.
Yeah. Masturbation is like the worst thing you could ever say to anybody.
Sure.
Even though everybody does it.
Yeah. Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
We have to hide.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So do you think at one point in time in the world that people
I do. I absolutely do.
Okay.
But I think it's society and rules and like clothing and these things, I think it's just changed everything for us.
Uh-huh.
And made us less natural.
Well, yeah.
I think it's a natural process that we've lost. And it's obviously a natural process because animals do it. And they just hump.
They hump because they...
Yeah.
Well, they're on this place to procreate, right?
Right.
Aren't we all?
As are we. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so it's something that has to be used and take advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So with that being said, we both agree that it used to be that way.
Yes.
Okay. So let's move forward to Thanksgiving dinner 2021. But
Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah. If we were still allowed to do that, what would Thanksgiving dinner be like?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, I think I don't know. What would the turkey be like?
Oh, my gosh.
Would that have already been soiled before it went in the oven?
Oh, I'm sure bestiality was quite prolific back then as well.
Well, that's like a cross between bestiality and necrophilia.
Oh!
Am I wrong?
So if you're doing it with a dead turkey, is that a necro...
Both.
Well, it can't be both.
It's a necrobestiac.
A necrobestiac.
Yes.
That's a new term.
Yes.
So why is it that dogs can walk around and screw liberally? They seem to be completely unaware of the fact that, I mean, when those two shih tzus were there in the park and you and I were standing there with our jaws open clapping our hands.
Right, right. Yeah. But I don't think dogs are worried about being arrested.
Right.
I don't think they're being afraid of being looked down upon by society.
Right.
And I don't think they care if their parents are watching.
No.
I don't think they care.
It doesn't matter.
But I think it's as your society evolved, that's mm-hmm. big air quotes around the evolved.
Right.
I think all these things became prohibitive.
Do you think, what role does the church, or I guess we could say church/government, because they're kind of the same.
Yeah, I think the church has a lot to do with it.
Right.
Yeah.
And the church being invented...
Well,
as
if you look at it, from a biblical standpoint, so Adam and Eve were naked. They were fine, probably humping all the time.
Happily.
And then this apple thing came into play.
I bet he didn't have prostate issues.
I bet he didn't.
No.
And he probably lived till he was 400 years old.
Yeah, with a big smile on his face.
Yes, and a big chub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, because then the apple came about. Eve makes him eat it. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, they need clothes, they're ashamed of themselves. Mm. So apparently the dogs never got the apple.
Well, I think we should take the apple out of the story.
But because, it's part of what you talked about the church, so that's part of the story.
So I think church was, in my opinion, originally developed as an early form of government. You know, way to control society.
Right.
If you do something
bad. We've been bad, before that. I disagree.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
So.
Yeah, I believe it did have control, yes. I don't believe it was created for that.
I don't think it was created for that specific purpose, but I think it became that.
Yeah, I think so too.
And now we know that the church / government, it, you know, pretty keeps a tight control on sex in our society.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that they really belong involved in that.
No, unless, I mean, there are things that should be illegal.
Right.
Child things.
Be number one. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So that's where government should, but consenting adults.
What's the big
regardless
deal?
Regardless of what they do, that's their deal.
Yes. Yeah. If there's two consenting adults that choose to abide in a relationship of that nature, let it be.
Well, let's say you went to an Adele concert.
Okay.
Because I know you're a massive, massive Adele fan.
I don't use Dell, I use Microsoft.
Adele.
Oh.
The woman who used to be a large woman, now she's a smaller woman.
Like Adele
Beautiful
Pickle?
Voice. Oh, Warren. God dang it. Okay, let's say you go to the circus.
Okay.
Barnum and Bailey.
No, they're out of business. Okay. Another circus.
Cirque du Soleil.
No, they're not in town now. Somebody else.
So you go to Vegas. Fuck. So you go to Vegas, you go to Cirque du Soleil.
Uh-huh.
And there's a massive woman sitting next to you.
Quantify massive.
Let's say 547 pounds.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So she's sitting next to you. All of a sudden, she gets up. She disrobes.
Uh-huh.
She sits on the chair in front of you and spreads herself out in front of you and tells you to go for it.
I would vomit.
But would you be upset in that setting? And it's because it's that setting, would that upset you anywhere?
No, I mean it's fine if somebody wanted to do that or somebody posed themselves in that fashion, that's fine. And I think it's our decision as to what we want to do.
Whether you go forward or not.
Yeah, whether you go forward or not. And I don't.
But she's kind of invading your personal space at that point.
Yeah, you can imagine the stench coming out of the 546 pounds.
Now let's say Salma Hayek
is
sitting next to you at the Cirque du Soleil in Vegas. And she gets in front of you, gets on the couch, she takes off her clothes and spreads herself in front of you.
Can we talk offline about this?
No.
Can we talk offline?
No, just tell me what you think. Tell me what we don't need to talk offline about anything. We're not those people.
What would you do?
No, I'm asking you a question.
I asked you first. I asked you first.
Huh? I would politely ask her to excuse herself. And
so would I.
And put her clothes back on. You're a fucking liar.
So are you.
I know.
I would say, Miss Hayek, you know, I apologize. I don't think this is the place nor time.
But why isn't it the place or time?
Because I only eat German Filipino food.
Oh, my God. I can't do this anymore.
What?
Now,
what would you tell her? What would you tell her?
I would ask her to politely put her clothes back on and have a seat and let's enjoy the show.
And then give her a room key.
Give her your room key.
So when I'm out, you can take her in there.
No, I'd give her room key so you can. I'm like giving you a present.
No, I don't want that present.
Oh, bullshit, you don't want. What do you mean you don't want that present?
I don't
want
to eat tacos. I've had tacos.
Oh, you haven't had that taco.
I don't want that taco.
You do too.
Would you?
No.
Okay, so wait, let's get this conversation back online here. I think societally, and I don't think it's this way in all countries or in all cultures.
Right.
I think in Europe they have a tendency to be a little more liberated.
A little bit more, but still not.
It's like showing a woman's breast, right? Women, I know to you and I, are very attractive. It's just naturally what we are built and designed to be attracted to.
Yeah.
Now whether we act upon that or not, that's a whole other situation. And I know you and I are both. Committed, and so we don't have those issues. But, you know, why do women have to wear shirts and we don't?
I don't know. Let me ask you this. Do you particularly find breasts attractive? Are you a breast guy?
I, Yes and no, but to be honest with you, to be dead honest with you, it's for me, I've never been able to like run after some woman because she's just like drop dead gorgeous and jump in the bed with her.
Right.
There has to be some form.
Some connection.
Yeah.
Emotional.
Connection. An emotional connection of more of a relationship type thing.
Right. You know? But even without that, I'm just saying, just for physical attributes, I'm not a boob guy.
Yeah, but I'm not.
I see them as like feed bags.
They are feed bags.
Yeah.
Is what they are.
Yeah.
However, in all reality, a well-equipped woman, a well-equipped breast is much more attractive than one that's overly large or underly developed. Right? I don't like them big. I don't like them small. I just like them what they looks natural.
I don't mind them small. I just don't like huge.
No, the huge ones.
Yeah, and the way droopy ones.
You heard about the woman from Venezuela?
Yes, her. Of course I did. What woman are you talking about?
She had all those breast enhancement surgeries.
No.
And, I mean, these things were excessive.
Uh-huh.
I mean, as in, like, tremendously good size.
Right.
She boarded a flight to somewhere, and she was sitting next to a guy from New York. And the plane took off, and it lost cabin pressure. And unfortunately, her breasts swelled and exploded mid-flight.
They did.
And the poor guy from New York just got sprayed in the face. And she ended up losing her life over this.
Oh, my God.
And this is a true story. Because the amount of pressure packed with all these...
I don't think you're telling me the truth.
Look it up.
I don't want to look it up.
Look it up. It's true.
I don't think it's true.
Yeah. Enlarged breasts exploding on plane.
Okay. I'll look it up. You keep talking. I'm going to look this up.
And this is a dead true story. It might be Argentina or Venezuela. Yeah. But it really did happen. And I also think there's another problem in society, too. I think occasionally women will use those attributes to attract attention to themselves. And
you think so?
Yeah, I don't like that. I think when another person attracts attention to themselves because of who they are on the inside, then that's fine. But if you have to use physical attributes to do that, which allude to other activities, I don't think it's necessarily appropriate.
Huh? Okay, this one says, can breast implants explode on a plane? It gives me no answer.
It's true.
I don't think it's true.
Okay, I've got to resolve this issue.
There was a woman who was warned her breasts might explode.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Because of electromagnetic fields from a Tesla.
What?
Exhibit.
Oh, that's some scary stuff. How do you prevent your breasts from exploding?
Okay, this one is, there was a black British woman had her breasts explode after she underwent breast implant surgery.
Okay, that was it.
She decided to get a discount and flew to Turkey to get the operation done.
Uh-huh.
Surgical procedures are 90% less in Turkey. Unfortunately, the woman had a post-operation complication which led to her boob to burst. And now the patient lost her nipple and huge amounts of breast tissue.
Okay. Oh!
Yeah, it shows it, folks.
That was not a nice picture.
Yeah, that wasn't something I wanted to see. But this woman on the plane?
I'll find it.
No,
we're going to bring this back in a future episode.
I don't think you know.
I do, I promise. I read it on the internet.
Well, then it has to be true. I can't even find it on the internet.
You know what I wanted to talk to you about?
What's that?
Pilates.
Oh, let's talk about Pilates.
Yeah, I know you've had, you're a recent newcomer to the world of Pilates.
Yes.
I'm still a virgin. I haven't crossed that line yet.
Yeah, it's coming.
It's coming. When my 16th birthday. Mm-hmm. But it's done miracles for you. Just your agility and your movement is...
You know, it just makes you stronger. You know, I had a couple years ago, I had a back surgery. That helped me a lot. It took away a lot of my pain, but I'm still not stable. I still lost some feeling in my feet. It left ramifications, and had a hard time walking around, standing up straight, some of that stuff. And so, last ditch effort, I decided to give Pilates a try.
Uh-huh.
Holy shit, it's hard. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
It's difficult, but it feels so good, and I can, like, stand up straighter. This is only after, like, 5 weeks in.
Uh-huh.
And I feel great. It's a lot of core.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of your ass. They work your ass a lot.
Mm.
Yeah. It's intense. Mm. And
you sound like Freddie Mercury when you say that.
Do I really?
Yeah. And you cringed your lips a little bit.
Do I have the teeth thing going
yeah,
like
yeah.
he does?
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah. That was kind of cool.
But it's, they do, it was some guy who, they invented these for physical therapy.
Uh-huh.
In like the 40s. This guy, Joseph Pilates.
Uh-huh.
And so I went to try it, and son of a bitch, if I don't love it. I mean, I don't like it. I love
yeah.
it. I really enjoy it.
So I had a conversation the other night with the owner of Body Works, mm-hmm. Which is a place here in our town. And she's been a very, very successful Pilates instructor all over the world. And, I was asking her about the myofascial.
Uh-huh. Myofascial.
Myofascial. It's mm-hmm. not my facial.
No, it's myofascial fascial. Release.
Okay. And you know, I shared some of the stuff that you had told me about it. Mm-hmm. And she just exploded on the value of how important that is
yes.
to work that. To here we are, 55, 54.
Right.
This is when people our age start to slow down and start to seize up.
Uh-huh. But there's reasons for that.
Yeah.
And your fascia is one of them.
Yeah.
It's a very thin membrane
uh-huh.
that runs, and it's connected all through your body.
And out of the muscles,
yeah,
all over.
It holds everything together, basically.
Yeah.
And the problem is it also has memory.
Mm-hmm.
So you notice as a kid how you can just like flop around. You can do anything. You can contort yourself in any which way.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hurt you. It doesn't even bother you. You can just do whatever. And then you start school. You start sitting for mm-hmm. hours at a time. The more you do things as a routine,
mm-hmm.
the fascia remembers it. And it kind of contorts your body to fit that.
Right.
Which isn't good.
Right.
So what this stuff does, it's all these pressure point things that work that fascia, and it releases it,
mm-hmm.
and then it allows blood flow and oxygen to get back into that ear
and
area.
Moisture, she said, too.
Yes.
Hydration
yep.
is what she was talking
yep.
about, too.
Yeah.
And she said that was one of the reasons, you know, when we get older, you know, older people have a tendency to kind of shuffle when they walk, and
mm-hmm.
They really kind of slow down, but through yep. doing Pilates and, you know, keeping that my facial
uh-huh.
In shape, then that helps us maintain agility.
Yes, it does.
Which is yep. even better.
So it can even help like joints that are hurt and worn. It can
yeah.
help those.
Are there hot chicks at Pilates?
No.
Tell me the truth.
No.
Nobody's listening. Just tell me.
I'm telling you.
No, just tell me.
They're all 112 years old.
I know there's a place where they have hot chicks at Pilates.
Well, then you have to find that place because it's not the place I go to.
Let's go. Yeah. Now I think I'm going to jump into Pilates here.
Are you really? Yeah.
yeah.
It's. I believe it's so beneficial.
Yeah.
I can even start. I notice I'm having pain in my feet now, which makes me so happy.
Because you didn't have feeling.
I didn't
in
have
your
feeling
feet
at all. So now I'm feeling stuff, and so I think that pain is like a healing that's happening.
Yeah, because the nerves are coming back alive.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, because before, what was it, like a year ago, you were walking like Tin Man,
mm-hmm.
you know, and now you're walking normally.
Yeah.
And I can tell, I remember, what was it, like a year and a half ago, we went to one of the stores and, you know, you had to stop, you
right.
know, every, you know.
To get there, yeah.
To get there, just mm-hmm. kind of sit and rest for a minute and then get up and go and then
uh-huh.
kind of sit and rest. And now it's the entire trip without any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And we went to Vegas last weekend.
Uh-huh.
And went to the to a particular place to eat.
Uh-huh.
And they had a line, even though I had reservations, but they had this line. I think I've talked about this.
Yeah, the wind.
Yeah, and it was an hour and 20 minutes. And
uh-huh.
I stood, and I was able to stand for an hour and 20
That's
minutes.
That's a miracle.
And quite honestly, 6 months ago, I couldn't have stood for 5 minutes.
No.
No way.
And I can attest to that.
Yeah.
That would not have happened.
Yeah.
So
but
that's
an hour
great
and 20
news.
Minutes. Yeah, it's very cool.
Hey, on our next episode,
uh-huh.
can we talk about vaping?
Sure, because I'm noticing something right now.
What's that?
You have two vapes in front of you from different companies.
Yes.
They look almost identical. One's just a little bit longer.
Well, yeah, so one must... I don't know.
So they must buy all their supplies from the same place.
From the same company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they look identical.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Let's do this on our next episode. Let's talk
about it. Let's research a little bit before we do it.
For what, like 5 minutes?
Yeah, our usual.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Hey, somebody left a message on our Facebook page.
They did not.
Yes. They wanted to know how Kiki's doing.
Really?
Yes.
Fuck if I know.
I don't know. I don't even know if he's still in jail or what the case is.
We canned him and he just kind of went away.
Yeah. I mean, all these people are just... And then old Horatio, too.
Yeah, I don't know how he's doing either.
I don't know. I haven't heard from any. I keep reading the paper thinking his name's going to pop up.
Warren.
What?
Why are we talking about this? We both know they're fictitious.
Shh.
I know. That's why I'm talking. That's why I'm saying it quiet.
You're blowing you're blowing our cover.
What cover?
People are going to find out.
They're not. Just say it quietly.
Shh.
You've been doing that this whole episode, saying shit quiet like nobody can hear. So I feel
nobody
like
can hear us. We're fine.
Then why are you telling me to shh?
No. Because there's a microphone right there.
There was before, too.
No, I covered it up.
Oh, my God.
Hey, everybody. Great episode.
Thank you for being here. Day after Christmas. It's been delightful.
No, the last episode was day after Christmas.
Right. And this is today's the same day.
No, this is next week. This is
we're
going to
publish it next week.
Well, no, we want people to think that it comes out.
I
want to
put this up today.
No, but then they'll find out that we just do these episodes back to back.
That's okay. What's the matter with that? Well, the big thing is this can't be our last episode of the new year or the old year.
No.
So we need to have a New Year's Eve or New Year's something episode before the new year.
Craig.
What?
We didn't have these problems when Horatio was running the show.
Fuck Horatio.
How? No. He's fictitious.
He made $217,000 a year just so we could plan when our things got posted.
Yeah, but
fuck
his
that.
The other stuff he did around the office was incredible.
That's the stuff that we had to make go away.
Yes, it was like having Harvey Weinstein on
everything
staff.
He stole from us.
It was a hashtag Me Too thing for the.
So what I'm saying is, I really just want to have a special end of the year episode, and it can't be this one because this was just a normal episode.
Can we have some of our prior guests on?
I think we should have an extravaganza.
Like with IB Nasty and Dr. Izzy.
Sure.
Yeah. And
nah, I want to get away from that shit.
Why?
Because I like it when we just talk.
But I already told them.
Oh my God. Did you already pay them?
Yes. Don't. We don't want this to be on air. We don't
It's not. We're speaking quietly.
I know, but they can still hear us.
Okay. Well. Yeah.
And I think Horatio should come back for the year end and Kiki too.
But they were never on the show.
Shh.
They were never on the show.
Well, we never gave them a chance.
Oh, why are we going to give them a chance now? We already canned them.
Well, maybe they want to come back.
I don't want them back.
They don't exist.
Oh, my God. You're driving fucking nuts.
Ladies and gents, Sleepless in Cialis.
Ladies and gents, help me.
Send us an email.
Help me.
We want to hear an email. We want to hear from
SOS.
You.
SOS.
Big hands at Sleepless in Cialis.
SOS to the world.
Big hands
I hope
and sleepless
that someone gets my.
Yeah.
I hope that
it, someone gets my message, Anna. And you know what? 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 We need on our Facebook page. We have a lot of new postings on there.
We do. Come and check them out.
We are
they're kind of fun.
Yeah, we're getting ready to do a showing at the Sick Gallery in Paris, and I think that would be quite delightful.
That one, and we also we've been discussing creating a blog.
Yeah.
And let us know if you think about that. Would you look at it? Would you read it? Or are we just going to be wasting our time? Let us know, would you?
I don't want to do a blog.
A blog.
The fuck is a blog?
It's like a, you're writing like a paper, but it's online and people can write it and read it and say things in response to it.
So we can make bad.
Shit like that.
No, that could be bad.
Why? We already are. On tape or recorded, so why not have it in Word?
Well, just make him listen to it. Why don't we start like an audio blog?
This is an audio blog.
Well, no, nobody can respond to us.
They can by going to bighands@sleeplessincialis.com
or
sleeplessincialis.com and leaving a message on there
or
our Facebook page, Sleepless in Cialis, no spaces, or YouTube for our one video.
Yes, Sleepless in Cialis. That's on Facebook. That's one word, Sleepless in Cialis.
Yeah.
Comedy club, and we're not a comedy club,
yeah.
But for some reason, Facebook.
But and we're kind of a club.
Of two.
And we're kind of funny.
Actually, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, we have, we just busted 12,000
listener.
So, I mean, this is pretty damn good.
All these years of this podcast,
uh-huh.
and we have never mentioned a specific number.
I take
all
that back?
All these years. Except once you said it was over a million.
Well, that was a slight
exaggeration. Unfortunately, somebody listened to that who was like press.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, oh my God, these guys have been doing it for 3 months and they have over a million viewers. They're amazing. And we didn't have a million people subscribe. We had like 12 at the time.
I know, but we're almost at a million now.
We're not. You just said 12,000.
Have a great day, everybody.
Oh, bye.
Sleepless in Cialis.